All right, let's get into the shot caller question of the day. Young Jeffrey has come in studio with a hat full of names. We'll draw a name out of the hat to see who will put on the shock collar today. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does because he asked a terrible question. If they get it wrong, they get shocked to the song that you want us to sing. Text in at 78592. What song do you want to hear from the person who gets shocked today? Ray, our intern, had the shock caller yesterday, so we'll just let Jeff pick it today.
Got Brooke.
Ooh. Thanks.
All right. Brooke's got the shock collar while she's putting that on. Jeff, please read Brooke the shock collar question of the day.
A travel website recently did a survey asking tourists, which countries in the world do the local male residents seem to have the most mustaches? And from that survey, they were able to determine the countries that have the most mustaches per capita. Number three is Mexico.
Oh.
Number two was Russia. What country was number one with the most mustache-clad men in their country?
That's
random.
A really funny question.
I like it, yeah.
It had a really great survey.
Yeah.
Okay, so places with stereotypical mustaches. My first thought is Italy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I could see those dudes. Wear a lot of thin mustaches.
Well, and just anytime you see, like, a stereotypical picture of an Italian person.
Yeah. You know what I pictured immediately is also in Europe. And, like, when, what's it, Oktoberfest, Germany, they always have dudes with beards and different, like, designs and handlebars, right?
I've never been to Germany.
No, I think of German people as hairless usually.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know why.
I don't know. I guess maybe just Oktoberfest.
I'm pretty German. And I don't.
You're not hairless, though.
This is mustache.
My mustache is looking pretty good lately. Okay. What about we're not taking any Asian countries or African countries? South American. I mean, Mexico is up there. What if it's Spain, on the other hand, right?
Yeah.
So, like,
oh, yeah.
What if
it's
a Spanish influence is why they have so many Mexican mustaches.
Read the question one more time.
A travel website recently did a survey asking tourists which countries in the world do the local male residents seem to have the most mustaches, and they determined the countries with the most mustache-clad men. What country was number one on the survey?
Ooh, what about Turkey? Like, Turkish people, don't you picture mustaches? And
That's really good, actually.
Smoking a lot.
Think about why people wear mustaches in different places, too.
Yeah, religiously.
Is there religious reasons? I don't know if there's religious mustaches. Are there religious mustaches out there? I know there's religious beards,
yeah,
but just a mustache? Okay, I'm gonna go with my instinct and go with Italy. Sorry.
Italy?
Yeah. It's just what came to me.
A travel website recently found the countries around the world where men have the most mustaches. Number three was Mexico. Two was Russia. And number one is a country where, for centuries, mustaches and facial hair have been considered a cultural mark of masculinity and maturity. And that's why you'll find the most mustache-clad men in India.
Oh, that's true.
Gosh,
Indian
that
dudes always have mustaches.
Always have mustaches.
Why did we not think of that?
Dang it.
You got it wrong.
I was going Easter, but
you were getting there.
You got it wrong, and somebody wanted to hear Hey There, Delilah by the Plain White Tees, so you got the lyrics for that, and you can start whenever you're ready.
Hey there, Delilah, what it's like in New York City.
What?
I'm 1,000 miles away, but girl, tonight you look so pretty. Yes, you do.
I've been trying
Times
to shock.
Square.
I've been trying to shock you for a while now.
Ow!
There we go.
Ow!
I think the shock collar was touching your neck, but
I
know it is now.
Sing your favorite song wrong.
The show was produced by Steve Triple Axel Boyd and Jeff Triple Nipple DeBoe. Have a good one. We'll see you later.